But we'll start with Jenny Hanley, who has appeared in films with Ava Gardner, Peter Sellers and Ingrid Bergman. She's been on magazine covers as a model, presented a children's TV programme called Magpie, and is now on national radio. Rachel Banham interviewed Jenny, and here is Dorothy Sneesby to read Rachel's article. Dorothy has not read for us since lockdown started, well over a year ago. So, welcome back, Dorothy.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here again.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl and four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy. How many of us remember that TV theme tune? If you were a child or a parent in the 1970s, you were either a fan of Magpie, the programme it came from, or of BBC's Blue Peter. The latter had John Noakes, whose daredevil exploits became legendary. That meant that Jenny Hanley, who presented Magpie alongside Mick Robertson and Douglas Ray, was the action figure for the ITV programme. It was the respected copy of Blue Peter, and it was just fantastic. I've always been a bit of a tomboy, Kenny recalls. I know when you're a model, you're meant to be, well, certainly in the 60s, above anything. You don't laugh, you don't grin, you sort of simper. She adds, it appealed to my tomboy side because we had the wonderful, absolutely extraordinary John Noakes on Blue Peter. And if we on Magpie were going to do anything that might come up for him, if not eclipse him, it had to be the girl who did it. So, I got to do the parachute jumping with the Red Devils. I got to do the underwater helicopter escape training. I got to do all sorts of things that previously the boys would have done and was able to say, just because you have got long blonde hair, it doesn't mean that you're incapable of having fun and joining in and getting muddy and exhausted and hurt, because we did get injured periodically. 12 years ago, Jenny, Douglas and Mick were reunited when Jenny was asked to open a fete near Brighton for charity. The three of us got together and it was as though we had never parted, she says. It was huge fun. She adds, I think we fed off each other because we were there twice a week, as were Blue Peter. We were after fabulous stories. I mean, subliminal education and fun is what it was all about. We didn't want to preach, but we wanted, when we'd finished a programme or an item, for something to be retained by the audience. Because these programmes were pretty much after the same story, it meant that we had to up our game. We had to really work hard. Jenny is the daughter of actors Dinah Sheridan and Jimmy Hanley. As a model, she appeared on the covers of Vogue Brides, Harper's and Queen, and other publications. But as a youngster, she was shy. I was not so much a wallflower as lichen, actually, she says. I was perfectly happy to sort of disappear quietly, and I wanted to be a nanny and a governess. She explains how her mother paid for her to have a modelling course, which was very sweet of her because she overheard someone saying, what a shame such a beautiful woman has such a plain daughter. So I got sent to this modelling place to learn how to be a model, which I had been from the age of one, basically. Dinah's parents were professional photographers and Jenny and her brother Jeremy had been models for them. I advertised the free orange juice that every child got from the post office after the war, and my brother and my eldest cousin were the Heinz baked beans boys, Jenny says. I went to this wonderful modelling agency to take my little course, and they offered me a job as a tutor, so I started teaching there. She adds, I went off and did my showroom modelling, moved on to photographic modelling, and moved on to commercials and television. And it sort of took off from there by accident, really. Today, Jenny has a radio show every Saturday on Boom, the station set up by baby boomers for baby boomers. I'm very happy being at home with my little radio set up, and nobody can see me, she says. Yes, I know I'm talking to myself, but number one, at my age, that's perfectly acceptable. And number two, it's fine because other people are listening. She adds, it's extraordinary how quickly it's taken off. I always say that boom radio is like a friend who'd never let you down. You know what to expect. The lovely thing about radio is how personal it is. The theatre you go to and there's this whole audience around you. The cinema is talking to the world. Theatre is just talking to that building. Radio is talking to you, and that's what's so lovely. It is personal, but it does give us huge responsibility. And I do feel that responsibility, and I'm very pleased and proud to have been invited to join the Merry Gang. In recent years, Jenny returned to the stage with United National Theatre Productions in The Hollow and The Hound of the Baskervilles. She has also been working with Talking Pictures, interviewing actors at its twice-yearly film festivals, which she says is absolutely wonderful. Things are still moving forward. Boom Radio has a strapline, which is, because you're still busy living, and we are. We may be well over not only the hill, but the next mountain, but we haven't lost the oxygen entirely, you know. She chuckles again and is looking forward to the future with Boom Radio and also Talking Pictures. Or anything that comes along, she adds. It's scary, but that's what keeps you going.
Thank you, Dorothy. It's impressive to see that so many people do just keep going,